works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. King of kings, creation bows at his command. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is his law.
In majesty and in holiness, he rules, Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, he alone is the King of kings.
And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be the youth Bible study this coming Tuesday, March 2nd at 7:30 in the evening at the Tomlinson Home. And as you may know, Pastor and Mrs. Otero are away on a two-week vacation. They weren't feeling well, but they decided to go anyway, and perhaps the warm climate will be helpful. And we would ask you to pray for their complete recovery. We are grateful that our faithful God has provided a man who also loves the Word, and who will stand in the pulpit today, and that's Pastor Tomlinson, and he will be bringing the message from the Bible, and the title is United in Christ. Today is the last Sunday of the month, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Everyone's invited for great food and fellowship. With the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor at 2:00 this afternoon, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 70, verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 356, Near to the Heart of God. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 485, Revive Us Again.
For a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we have gathered today to rejoice in you, to seek to learn from your word, to be led and instructed by your Spirit, that we would abide with you forever. And we stand in awe of the grace of your word and in the grace of the offering of Jesus Christ, the only gift of salvation, the only hope of man. And that you have called us to rejoice together with you. And I pray for this day that as we gather in one heart and in one spirit, that your name would be lifted up, your name praised, and that we would rejoice in you. And I pray for your hand of grace to be upon the hearers and upon the speaker, to the praise and the honor and the glory that is due you. For you and you alone are worthy. We pray for your Spirit to descend upon us, to give us strength and wisdom, to give us direction and guidance, that everything that we say and do would honor you, would glorify you, and would praise you, and that our lives would be lived in such a way that people would see Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, living in us. And I pray for our pastor and his wife, as they are in Mexico, that you bless them with health and strength, bless them with a rejuvenation, ready to come back and serve again, ready to come back and minister to the people of God with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do think of Ann Peretto and pray for your healing touch and your comforting touch upon her, that you would bless her and strengthen her, that you would encourage her to serve you with a full heart and with a glad heart. We pray for our missionaries, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And for those that are close by, we pray for South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of the Motorsports Ministry in Oregon, Fred and Carol Lewis at the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena. Bless them by your word and by your spirit, by the wisdom of God, to conduct their ministries according to your word and according to the divine spirit of God. We thank you, Father, for the offering that we're about to receive and rejoice that you already provide that which is necessary. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Jesus and his love.
sorry. It did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. Twill be my King in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1173. We will be reading John chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, John chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for every spiritual blessing we have in Christ. We lack nothing. We are grateful for the written record in the Scriptures, those which never change and which we believe, because they are your words and we believe you. We thank you that we gather here together, not by chance, but rather knowing that you have given us to your Son and are reconciled to you and have peace with you because of his obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. We praise you and thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he brings the wonderful news of your mighty works. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may be attentive to the teaching from your word, and that it would be our meat and drink. May the name of Jesus be glorified. In his name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you, Joe.